Page 30. Over the next few days, more strange things happened in Ricky's home. Ricky's grandparents came to dinner. But when his mother opened the oven to take out the cake was still a cold, wet mess. The oven wasn't on. Then his father lost his car keys. He couldn't find them anywhere. He searched in every room, in every drawer, down the back of the sofa, and even in the fridge. He went to bed worried and annoyed. He woke up early and went down to the kitchen, and he found his car keys on the table.
"Aisha! Aisha!"
he shouted. Ricky's mother hurried downstairs.
"What is it? You'll wake up the whole street."
He pointed at his car keys.
"Who put them there?"
Ricky's mother looked at the keys, then looked at her husband.
"You did."
"I didn't."
"You're growing old, Jamal," she said, smiling. "You're losing your memory." Ricky edited all the footage in the evening. It wasn't reality, in a way. His films were more like scientific experiments. He put his family in different situations and then saw what happened. And it was hilarious.
"They're going to really laugh when they see my finished film," thought Ricky.
But his sisters started to get suspicious. One day, while they were having dinner, Sonia said, "Why do all these strange things only happen to us? They never happen to Ricky." Sonia and Jade gave their brother an accusing look. Ricky shrugged and ate a chip. His mother said,
"These things don't happen to Ricky because he's a good boy. Isn't that right, Jamal?"
But even Ricky's father wasn't sure. It was time to stop. So one night, Ricky went downstairs and collected all his cameras and hid them again in the bottom of his wardrobe. And life in Ricky's home returned to normal. But Ricky was ambitious. He didn't want to stop making films. In fact, he wanted to make bigger, better, and funnier ones. Days passed. Ricky was quiet and thoughtful. He helped his friends with their homework. He was Ms. Cook's best student again. But Ricky was thinking, thinking and waiting. And finally, he knew what to do next. On Monday afternoon, the bell rang. School was over for the day. Everybody got up from their desks and rushed to the door. David was still putting his books in his bag when Ricky said,
"David, did you see this?"
Ricky was holding a message written on a piece of notepaper.
"I just found it under your desk. It's for you."
David took the piece of paper and read it quickly.
"David, meet me at the bicycle shed. Jack."
"Why did Jack write this?" asked David.
"He was here in the class 5 minutes ago."
Ricky shrugged.
"Jack's a bit of a lunatic, isn't he?"
On his way out of the classroom, David threw the note in the bin. Then he went to meet Jack.